Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome. I'm Nina Hase, and here's what we have for you on this week's edition of Living Planet. Everybody's talking about climate change, but is the prevention of climate change a realistic scenario? The WFC, or World Future Council, believes it is, if we act now. The official founding ceremonies of the WFC organization took place this week in London, Hamburg and Berlin. The WFC says its aim is to stabilize climate chaos through a rapid acceleration of the transition to clean, secure, renewable and decentralized energy for all, while reducing the global demand for energy in total. Sounds great, of course, what the world desperately needs. But will this organization be able to really make a difference? With countless organizations and institutions already in existence with similar noble goals in mind, why have we seen painfully little success in addressing these problems? Leah McDonnell went to the WFC's public launch in Berlin to hear what the WFC is proposing that will set them apart from the rest and give us some reasons to be optimistic about what they can achieve in the immediate future.
The threat of climate change is not hindered by lack of solutions, but rather by the lack of implementation of solutions. That's according to the World Future Council, a new and very ambitious organization who announced this week to the world its plans to network 6,000 NGOs, scientific experts, politicians, the media, and the public in tackling global problems such as climate change both quickly and effectively. The WFC's Executive Council consists of 50 eminent global pioneers representing all continents. Among them is human rights advocate Bianca Jagger, who at the organization's launching ceremonies explained why, when addressing the woes of the world, the WFC chose climate change as its main focus.
This is no longer just an environmental issue. It touches every area of our lives. Peace, security, human rights, poverty, hunger, health, mass migration, economics. If we do not succeed in limiting climate chaos, our Earth will no longer be habitable for most of its inhabitants. Already, the global water crisis is the leading cause of death in many poor countries.
Founder of the World Future Council, Jakob from Excel, claims that only by attaining sustainable development worldwide can we safeguard the pressing threat global warming is having on the planet. He also claims sustainable development can only be realized with the political will of world leaders working together in unity and unprecedented political solidarity. To achieve this, the WFC plans to bring together national parliaments by developing a global e-parliament, an online network of democratically elected parliamentarians from around the world. Sounds great. But can the WFC really induce timely, effective political action? Or is it just another well-intentioned organization that's more talk than anything else? Founder of the WFC, Jakob from Excel.
I would never have been interested in creating another talking shop or another think tank. You know, this is about solutions, and it is new because so far many of these commissions and organizations, they are too short-term in their perspectives, and they expect somebody else to implement what they come up with.
In Berlin, Bianca Jagger stated the WFC is an organization for future generations to an audience that included 13-year-old Ali Balay, a Berlin youth of Kurdish descent. During the open floor discussions, the young Berliner asked the podium of WFC members what they're actually going to do that should make him and his peers feel safer about their future. I asked Ali what he thought about the long and windy answers he received from numerous members of the panel.
Generally, I think I understood most of what they're talking about and what they plan to do, but my question wasn't really answered in a concrete way. There was lots said about what they will do and can do to change the world, but I still ask myself, will they really bring about real change?
Guten Appetit und noch fröhliche Diskussion.
At the WFC's post-launch cocktail party in Berlin, I asked Bianca Jagger why is she so confident this organization can achieve what others have not, to influence political forces across the board, to put climate at the top of their agendas and act swiftly and accordingly.
The World Future Council is really different. I feel that the World Future Council has the diversity, that you have people from all walks of life, from politicians to civil society, to intellectuals, to scholars, to scientists, to religious leaders. Its aim, its goal will be to create a visionary, long-term framework or strategy of global governance.
It remains to be seen if diversity alone is enough to allow the World Future Council to achieve the ambitious inroads on climate change it's planned. And even if they do, they, or any other organization, will never be that prince on a white horse that rides in one day with instant and painless solutions to the climate chaos we now find ourselves in. They can surely help, but at the end of the day, it's up to every person on this earth to do their part to save the planet. Leah MacDonald, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.